I believe that we are going to hear from the Saco River Corridor Commission.
Thank you, everyone, so much for allowing me the opportunity to present on the work of the Saco River Corridor Commission this morning. The Saco River Corridor Commission was established in 1971 as concerned citizens from the area approached the legislature due to concern for poorly planned development, overcrowding, and degradation to the water quality of the Saco, Ossipee, and Little Ossipee Rivers. The Saco River is the most widely recreated river in Maine and also acts as the sole source of drinking water for many of our communities, of which Saco and Biddeford are the largest. Before the commission was established, a survey was sent to all landowners along the river. The unusually high number of replies indicated widespread concern for the future of the river, and 88% of respondents believed extra land use controls are necessary. When asked who should administer land controls, if any, a mixed response was received. So the legislature decided to establish the commission as a quasi-state agency to have the power of the state while the law is carried out on a local and regional level by members of our own communities. This allows the commission to monitor the scope of all development occurring in the corridor locally and throughout the region. The 105th Maine State Legislature found the water quality of the inland portions of the rivers to be very high and largely unspoiled by intensive or poorly planned development. The rivers and their associated wetlands constitute an important drinking water source, support a large aquatic population, and are heavily used for outdoor recreation. The commission's purpose includes regulating land and water uses within the area to protect water quality, drinking water supplies, wildlife populations, flood storage areas, and the natural and scenic character of the adjacent lands. The priorities of the regulatory program include ensuring the reservoir drinking water quality that currently exists is preserved, maintaining the visual, scenic, and natural character that supports the region's tourist economy and maintains high-quality natural resource values, providing corridor towns with the information they need to make informed decisions concerning land use within the corridor, and striving to conserve and protect the unique characteristics of the Saco River Basin. The corridor includes lands up to 500 feet from the Saco, Ossipee, and Little Ossipee Rivers, and up to 1,000 feet from the rivers in the 100-year floodplain, creating a larger corridor protection zone than provided with the shoreland zone. The corridor includes 20 towns in southern Maine. The commission includes 2 volunteer members for each town, and there are currently 32 commissioners on the board. Every town in the corridor except one has a commission representative. Many of the commissioners have been on the board for over 10 to 20 years or longer, with ample experience implementing the standards of the Act. Development projects within the corridor require a permit from the commission. This year, the commission spent over 100 volunteer hours reviewing 120 development applications at 30 commission meetings. Applications are put through an extensive review process, including site visits, staff, committee, and commission review. The commission considers extensive issues, including any potential harmful impacts to air, land, or water quality. Collaboration occurs between local code enforcement officers and other town officials. The commission fosters a high degree of community participation, and many different types of groups participate in commission proceedings. The commission has adopted the performance standards shown to carry out the purposes of the Act, and we are in the process of revising some of these performance standards. An example of one of the many ways the Act offers added land use protection includes the use of the 500-foot aggregate limit system. This standard requires each building in the limited residential district to have a combined river frontage and setback totaling 500 feet. This image shows an example of how this system works. For a property with 400 feet of frontage, your building would have to be at the minimum setback of 100 feet from the river, as shown in the general, And with 260 feet of frontage, a building setback of 240 feet from the water would be required. If not for the 500-foot aggregate limit system, houses could be lined up in a row at the minimum setback requirement of 100 feet from the water, as shown in the General Development District in Biddeford, and as allowed by the Maine DEP Chapter 1000 Shoreland Zoning Act. This image shows an example of the Commission's 500-foot aggregate limit system at work, which requires selective development at varying setback distances from the rivers, based on the amount of river frontage on each lot. This standard preserves as much vegetative buffer as possible to prevent increases to surface water runoff, erosion, the destruction of wildlife habitat, and ensures the preservation of the natural shoreline. The Act establishes three districts: the General Development District, Limited Residential District, and Resource Protection District, in order to ensure appropriate and balanced land use within each district. The Commission has a new ESRI ArcGIS map system that includes jurisdictional boundaries, zoning districts, FEMA flood maps, tax map parcel overlays, and sample site locations. The digital mapping system is available on the Commission's website for public use and has greatly increased the efficiency and ability of the Commission to work on these issues involving development matters. This is a close-up of the mapping system that shows the 500-foot SRCC jurisdictional buffer in yellow, the 1,000-foot buffer in orange, which includes areas in the 100-year floodplain. The red is the General Development District, and the green, the Resource Protection District. So the Commission also completed the 20th consecutive season of its water quality monitoring program this season. The program includes water quality sampling at 37 sites along the Saco, Ossipee, and Little Ossipee Rivers, and is a joint program with Green Mountain Conservation Group, who monitors 28 sample sites in the Ossipee Lake watershed. The programs have over 30 volunteers who help staff collect water samples throughout the entire Saco River watershed. The main priorities of the monitoring program include: generally characterize water quality and gather baseline data, understand the general condition of water in each designated area of the river, test to determine if degraded water quality exists, decide what further actions or investigation is needed to diagnose and solve problems, broaden the understanding of water quality in the community through outreach and education. And in conclusion, thank you for your continued support over the years and your service to the state. I'm happy to take any questions if there are any, and thank you so much for your time this morning. Sorry, Senator Brenner, you're on mute. Oh,
yeah. Thank you so much, Dalen. Is it possible for you to end your screen share, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry that I left you out to start with, and I just wanted to mention that our first two presentations are slightly longer. They are presentations that are given to us, I think it's, what's the number of years between when you present?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years. So every 2 years, the Saco River Corridor Commission and our next presenter, the Joint Environmental Training and Coordinating Committee, the New England Interstate Water Pollution Control Commission, will be presenting slightly longer presentations to us this round. And Representative Dudera has a question.
Thank you. Actually, just more of a comment. It's great to see the cooperation between all the towns and what you're achieving and monitoring. And one of my best memories from childhood was a family canoeing camping trip on the Saco River. So this is bringing back very nice memories. I'm really glad for the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And that's what we work to achieve. So thank you.
Yes, Senator Bennett.
Thank you. I have the privilege of representing a number of the towns on in the commission there in Western Maine, from Fryeburg down to Sebago. And it is a precious resource, the Saco River, for us in Western Maine, as across the whole state. And I just want to thank you for your excellent work. It's a critical resource, and it is vastly improved under the current management over the way that the river was used and abused in the past. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Senator. That means a lot. Thank you.
That was not my family abusing it. I just want to say that.
Dalen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everyone, for your time. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Hearing about your work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.